Good morning. My guest this morning is Barbara Baer, who is part of the Occidental Center for the Arts book launch series. She is publishing a book called The Last Devadasi. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
So what does that word mean?
Literally, it means servant of the gods.
Uh-huh.
And in practice, it means, in the past, it meant young women who were part of a caste, a Devadasi caste, who were dedicated at a certain age to be married to the deity in the temple, whether it was a symbolic, an image or a statue or what. And so they were married to this deity and dedicated for the rest of their lives to serve the deity in the temple. In practice, also, some of them were dancers, some were singers. They performed in rites and ceremonies and danced before patrons. Uh-huh. They also, being married to the deity, could not be married to a human. So they became the mistresses, concubines of priests, upper caste men in the temple. They occupied a peculiar, the most sacred place that a woman could be. They were the educated women. They read, they sang, they danced. They also were profane, and that made them an untouchable caste because they were the sexual objects. Anything to do with that part of the body, all parts that are unclean,
right, of course,
in the caste system in Hinduism. So they had a very delicate and peculiar position in Hindu society.
Holy untouchables.
Holy untouchables. That's a great phrase that I hope I can remember to use. Thank you.
Sure. How did you happen on this particular... Let me just read the blurb on the cover, which kind of says it all, I think. Passionate and forbidden love clashes with tradition and caste in a changing India. Now, that's really provocative.
Well, good. That's what a jacket copy is supposed to be.
So where did this come from?
It came from not myself and the passionate forbidden relationships, unfortunately. I was teaching English in a girls' college in Madras, now Chennai, and I studied Bharatanatyam, the classical dance form that's a lot of it is in this book. And my teacher, who was the greatest South Indian dancer named T. Balasaraswati, she herself was one of the last members of the Devadasi caste to continue to perform. And she took me on as a student because I was... not because I was talented or anything else, but because I was a foreigner and interested. So I studied with her for 3 years, and I got to know her family, and I became fascinated by this paradox, contradiction, holy promiscuity, and which she was older by then and so on, not part of that. And she was very famous. She went all over the world performing Bharatanatyam, but she still remembered, and it still affected her beginnings, which were very poor and where she had no respect because of her caste beginnings.
God, those must have been a fascinating 3 years.
So they were very interesting 3 years. While I taught Dickens and Shakespeare and Jane Austen and so on at the college, I then rode my bicycle to the music academy where I took lessons in the afternoons.
Wow.
So it was a great time. Yeah. I was very young.
The book launch is on...
January 13th.
January 13th, 3 p.m. at the Occidental Center.
And added to, I mean, really much more interesting maybe than the reading, I'm going to have two young Indian dancers who are coming from San Jose to perform. And that will be really extraordinary. As well as have some conversation with Jan Zeitlin, who lived in India and studied Kathakali, which is another classical form in the state of Kerala. And we're going to talk a little about our love of Indian dance, and she may even do a little dancing.
Okay, I think you're going to fill the house.
I hope so.
Let's tell people that for more information, call 874-9392 or go to OccidentalCenterForTheArts.com. Thanks for coming in, Barbara.
Thank you very much, Roland. I really appreciate it.
Sure. And thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.